Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Johnson of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Johnson.
Let's pray. God, what a privilege to represent the people of this state. And we thank you, yes, for the unbelievable landscapes we see, the beauty that we see, but also for the great people here as well. We are indeed blessed in so many ways. Now today I want to pray for our families. They've in various ways supported what we do here. For some of us, they have carried huge burdens in our absence. For others, this time of separation has been challenging. But we thank you for their partnership and this experience, and today we pray for them and for their needs as well. And now, many issues are before us today, and as we seek your mind, as we deliberate, and as we seek solutions, God guide us. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, take the roll. Senator Fox. Senator Friedel. Senator Cuff. Senator Bartel. Excused.
Mr. President, 48 members are present. Senator Zolnikoff and Bartel are excused.
Quorum being present, the Senate's ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number two, reports to standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, we are committed on Senate Finance and Claims Report that House Bills 9, 11, 12, 114, 408, 743, and 922 be concurred in, that House Bills 322, 452, and 657 be concurred in as amended. Signed, Senator John Asp, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on Public Health, Welfare, and Safety Report that House Bill 317 be concurred as amended. Signed, Senator Tom McGilvery, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. Senator Bowman.
Mr. President, may I be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Quick reminder, tomorrow is the attaché party. We're going to get some wheels for Jack Roscoe. Legislator Roast, dinner and trivia. I'm sending around, well, the staff is sending around a little checklist. Even if you haven't paid, could you just check if you want to go so that they can make sure they have enough dinner? So, thanks a lot. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I be off the record and out of the journal for an announcement?
You may.
Today is Buffalo Wild Wings Day. Any proceeds from the sales, or no, sorry, 20% of all sales, not proceeds, will go to Trooper Johnson's fund. That's the trooper from Flathead County that was run over in the line of duty a month or so ago. Anyway, so if you have time, stop by, get a beer, get some wings, whatever, 20% will go to his fund. So please support it. Thank you.
Senator Fox.
Mr. Chair, Mr. President, maybe I be
off the record
and out of the journal, please.
You may.
Introduction. To my right here, I'd like to introduce our tribal president from Fort Belknap, Jeff Stiffarm, his wife, Jess, and our attorney, Dan Belcourt.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Heyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excuse me. I would like to be off the record now, the journal, for an announcement. There is a state legislator reception and tour at the historic Temple Emmanuel on tomorrow, April 13th, from 6 to 7, 515 North Ewing Street. This is a temple that was built in the 1900s, and it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and it's just been renovated, and there will be Kelsmer Band. Boy, I butchered that. And the history of the building, and there'll be appetizers and drinks. You're all invited.
Okay, without objection, we'll go to order of business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, House Bill 110, introduced by Mercer, a bill for an act entitled Making Interim Budget Committees Permanent.
House Bill 110 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes, 4 have voted no.
44 haven't voted yes, 4 haven't voted no. House Bill 110 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 135, introduced by Bertolio, a bill for an act entitled Revised Administrative Provisions of TRS.
House Bill 135 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
46 haven't voted yes, 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 135 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 214, just by Bertolio, a bill for an act entitled Revised Education Laws Related to Remote Instruction.
House Bill 214 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 2-0 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. House Bill 214 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 282, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Rental Laws.
House Bill 282 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
32 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 282 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 348, introduced by Walsh, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to State Government Employee Directories.
House Bill 348 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 have voted yes. 3 have voted no.
45 haven't voted yes. 3 haven't voted no. House Bill 348 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 366, introduced by Hawk, a bill for an act entitled Increased Penalties for Passing School Buses.
House Bill 366 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Cuff. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes. 2 have voted no.
46 haven't voted yes. 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 366 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 438 is by Logie, a bill for an act entitled Revised Public Access Agreement Laws.
House Bill 438 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. House Bill 438 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 440, introduced by Gunderson, a bill for an act entitled Revised Campsite Reservation System Laws.
House Bill 440 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. House Bill 440 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 443, introduced by Seekins Crow, a bill for an act entitled Revised Discrimination Law Regarding Realtors and Other Professionals.
House Bill 443 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
32 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 443 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 446, introduced by Sullivan, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Privacy and Health Digital Services and Applications.
House Bill 446 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 1 has voted no.
47 haven't voted yes, 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 446 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 447, introduced by Thane, a bill for an act entitled to provide for exceptions to imposition of income tax on certain non-residents.
House Bill 447 had been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 43 have voted yes, 5 have voted no.
43 haven't voted yes, 5 haven't voted no. House Bill 447 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 470 is by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled Reviles, Yield, Slow Down, Move Over Laws.
House Bill 470 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 38 have voted yes, 10 have voted no.
38 haven't voted yes, 10 haven't voted no. House Bill 470 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 491, introduced by Gunderson, a bill for an act entitled to provide for Highway Patrol meritorious service recognition.
House Bill 491 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
47 haven't voted yes. 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 491 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 566, introduced by Anderson, a bill for an act entitled Revised Notice Requirements for Human Sexuality Instruction.
House Bill 566 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes. 15 have voted no.
33 haven't voted yes. And 15 haven't voted no. House Bill 566 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 575, introduced by Sheldon Galloway, a bill for an act entitled to prohibit abortion of unborn viable children.
House Bill 575 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 30 have voted yes. 18 have voted no.
30 haven't voted yes. 18 haven't voted no. House Bill 575 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 625, introduced by Seekins Crow, a bill for an act entitled Infant Safety and Care Act.
House Bill 625 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 30 have voted yes. 18 have voted no.
30 haven't voted yes. 18 have voted no. House Bill 625 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 659, introduced by Gist, a bill for an act entitled to provide for grace period for lapsed renewals of concealed carry permits.
House Bill 659 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes. 14 have voted no.
34 haven't voted yes. 14 haven't voted no. House Bill 659 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 660, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled Revised Notification Requirements Regarding Vacancies on Appointed Entities.
House Bill 660 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. House Bill 660 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 709, introduced by Gillette, a bill for an act entitled Create and Share Publicly a District Court Judge Performance Integrator Display.
House Bill 709 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
47 haven't voted yes. 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 709 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 754, introduced by Hellegard, a bill for an act entitled Allowing County Election Officials Access to Certain Information.
House Bill 754 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 have voted yes. 16 have voted no.
32 haven't voted yes. 16 haven't voted no. House Bill 754 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 790, introduced by Sprunger, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Electronic Monitoring and Victim Notification Laws.
House Bill 790 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 0 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. House Bill 790 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Joint Resolution 6, introduced by Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Interim Study of Electric Power Reserves.
House Joint Resolution 6 have been read through three several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Weber. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
46 haven't voted yes, 2 haven't voted no. House Joint Resolution 6 has passed the Senate.
That's all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say yes. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Will Senator McGilvery take the chair, please?
Members of the committee, please be in order. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move to pass consideration of House Bill 541 for the day.
So ordered.
And then, Mr. Chairman, we're going to pass consideration of House Bill 101 for the day.
Without objection. Members of the committee, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 338. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 338, introduced by Wendy Boy and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising Indian Education for All, providing a definition of educational agency, requiring school districts to provide Indian education for all, encouraging the Board of Public Education and Superintendent of Public Instruction to incorporate the district and unique cultural heritage of Montana American Indians in a content standards with involvement with the tribes, enhancing the reporting requirements for Indian Education for All funds distributed to school districts, amending sections, and providing an effective date and an applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1-7.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 338. Senator O'Brien, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 338, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make it quick since we have a busy day, but this is an important bill. Enhances the reporting, make sure we have a reporting mechanism for accountability, and encourages the Board of Public Education to be engaged in Indian education for all. It's an honor to carry this bill. Thank you.
Is there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Speak to the bill. This process has helped tremendously in revitalizing tribal languages. We still have a ways to go, but this bill and its intent is tremendous for our tribal languages and the reporting. We, the tribes and the school districts that fall within the tribal jurisdictions, would like to have the reports. They would like to know what's going on and have the benchmarks as these reports are filed and reviewed by the tribes and the tribal schools.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good bill. Vote green.
Any other discussion on the bill? Seeing none. The question now rises on the motion of Senator O'Brien that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 338, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 46 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
With 46 senators voting aye and 3 voting nay, House Bill 338 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you are now before you. House Bill 396. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 396, introduced by Hastings and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to the admittance of children to public schools, requiring trustees to admit resident school-age children on a part-time basis at the parent's request, amending sections, and providing an effective date and an applicability date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bills read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now before you. House Bill 396. Senator Fuller, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 396, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What this bill does is it allows for private school children, actually what it does is that private school or homeschool children must be admitted on a part-time or a part-time basis if their parents request. It's a good avenue to encourage private school, public school and private school and homeschool children to get connected to their schools and their communities, and it's a good bill. I urge a green vote. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any discussion or any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the Senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Fuller that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 396, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Senator Lynch, go ahead. Record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
With 47 voting aye and 1 voting nay, House Bill 396 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 504. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 504, introduced by Hastings and Seekins Crow, a bill for an act entitled an act requiring school district boards of trustees to adopt a grievance policy, providing parameters for the grievance policy, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bills read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 504. Senator Fuller, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 504, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What this bill does is that it orders that trustees of each school district adopt a grievance policy. It's for informal and formal resolutions of any kind of complaint. It's a parental rights bill, but it also puts in code procedures and standing operating procedures that make it difficult for people to argue about what the content was. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Urge a green vote to pass.
Thank you. Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the question now rises on the motion of Senator Fuller after having under consideration House Bill 504 that I recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. House Bill 504 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, please be in order. You now have before you your consideration Senate Resolution 60. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 60.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chairman, Derek A. Stryker, appointed to the Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board. Go green.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee is rising report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 60, that I recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting no. SR 60 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you Senate Resolution 61. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution number 61.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chairman, this is the Human Rights Commission. Two appointees, Richard Bartos and Brian Molina. Go Green.
Question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having into consideration Senate Resolution 61, that it recommend the same be concurred in those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and 0 voting no, Senate Resolution 61 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, Senate Resolution 66. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 66.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chairman, this is the real estate appraisers. The appointee is Peter T. Christensen. Go Green.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does arise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 66, that it recommend the same be concurred. And those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote
aye. 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting no. Senate Resolution 66 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you. Senate Resolution 66. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution number 67.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, State Compensation Insurance Fund Board, three appointees, Nancy Butler, Wiley Galt, former Speaker of the House, and Dexter Thiel. Good folks, go Green.
Question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does arise and report after having into consideration Senate Resolution 67, that I recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 voting aye, 1 voting no. Senate Resolution 67 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 729. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 729, introduced by Galloway and others, a bill for an act entitled an act providing for advanced conductor cost effectiveness criteria, allowing advanced conductor rate basing, providing a definition, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 729. Senator Sayles, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 729, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Or
body,
Senator
House
Sayles.
Bill.
Sorry. Senator Sayles.
We do look a lot alike. House Bill 729. Although there's just more of them. So, with that being said, what House Bill 729 does, it just gets the federal criteria that they're looking at put into our code. And this deals with some advanced conductors of overhead lines, basically, which is, if you haven't seen a presentation, it is pretty encouraging to see new technology and using existing lines and poles to move some of this power around our state without having to put in new easements, new poles, and new lines. So I will say that the sponsor is pretty excited about this, having gone to a few hearings and classes on it. So I would give her a green light and see if we can get this done.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Sayles that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 729, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. House Bill 729 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you. House Bill 456, the clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 456, introduced by Lur and others, a bill for an act entitled an act providing a free super tag chance to each Montana resident who purchases a deer or elk license, providing rulemaking authority, amending section, and providing a delayed effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 456. Senator Brown, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 456, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Brown.
Basically, the title says it all here, just for brevity. If you buy an elk or a deer tag, you get a chance into a for a one more super tag that will be given out for either a moose, a mountain sheep, or mountain goat.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Brown that when this committee does arise and report after having under consideration House Bill 456, that they recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 44 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
44 senators voting aye and 5 voting no. House Bill 456 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 19. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 19, introduced by Running Wolf, by request of the State Tribal Relations Committee, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising laws related to Indian Affairs, clarifying the duties of State Director of Indian Affairs, modifying the requirements of the Department of Commerce and the State Tribal Economic Development Commission related to assessments and reports of the economic activity of tribes in Montana, removing statutory references to the position of Tribal Business Center Coordinator and Federal Grants Coordinator in the Office of the State Director of Indian Affairs, providing an appropriation, amending sections, repealing section, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the section.
1 through 11.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 19. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the House Bill number 19, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 19 is a relatively simple bill. We had it for a little while, though. It removes a couple unfunded positions from statute. It cleans up and specifies some reporting requirements that we're trying to get done for the tribes, and it adds some language to allow outside entities to help aggregate that data and help out with the reporting. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the sponsor would like to close. Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 19, they recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators voting aye and 1 voting nay. House Bill 19 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, now bill before you, House Bill 489. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 489, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled an act revising Transportation Commission law, updating the name of the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 489. Senator Dunwell, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the body, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 489, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Dunwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. So this is a simple update bill. We have a Transportation Commission. This revises the Transportation Commission's law because part of the process involves the Tribal Leaders Council that used to be called the Montana-Wyoming Tribal Leaders Council, and now the name has been updated to Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, so we're updating that in statute. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the sponsor would like to close. Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Dunwell that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 679 that recommend the same, House Bill 489 that recommend the same be concurred. And those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator vote nay.
48 senators voting aye and 1 voting no. House Bill 489 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 679. Clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 679, introduced by Logie, a bill for an act entitled Act Requiring Certain Vehicles to Carry Traction Control Devices During Winter Months, Providing a Penalty and Providing Rulemaking Authority.
Are there corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 679. Senator Manziello, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 679, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Manziello.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate, this is just a simple bill that provides for towing vehicles weighing over 26,001 pounds in gross vehicle weight, which is basically semis or greater, towing a trailer over a mountain pass to use chains, to carry chains, and it provides a penalty if they don't. And we added an amendment to eliminate the need for we who drive four-wheel drives to prescribe to this. So I recommend a due pass on this one.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing none, does the Senator like to close? The Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Manziello that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 679, that I recommend the same be concurred. And those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 40 senators vote aye and 9 senators vote nay.
40 senators voting aye and 9 voting no. House Bill 679 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 750. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 750, introduced by Anderson and others, a bill for an act entitled an act authorizing the Department of Justice to issue replacement certificates of title to owners of vehicles that were removed from the department's records because of the department's data retention procedures, allowing owners of vehicles that were removed from the department's records to request the return of the original title and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 3.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 7750. Senator Olson, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 750, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is really just a simple bill that allows people to request the return of their original title. That's all it does. It's a great bill. I do want to point out, though, that there's been a little bit of a glitch in the titling system, so everybody might want to make sure they keep really good hold of their titles. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
It's discussion on the bill. Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I might like to say I've talked with a sponsor about this several times, particularly in the world of antique automobile owners and classic cars. There's been some real problems in loss of titles. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vote green.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of House Bill 750 that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 750, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay. 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
Thank you. If 49 voting aye and 0 voting no, House Bill 750 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 174. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 174, introduced by Seekins Crowe, a bill for an act entitled an act requiring that certain costs paid by an arresting agency or the Department of Corrections to the operator of a detention center be based on actual costs, providing definitions, amending section, and providing an effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 174. Senator Usher, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report, having had under consideration House Bill 174, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today, I have the bill that nobody likes, at least Republicans don't like to spend more money, and Democrats don't like to spend money to keep people in jail. But this is reality. We all have counties. This bill appropriately and accurately compensates local detention facilities for holding state inmates. After an oral pronouncement of the inmate's sentence, at which time the state is financially responsible. So at that time when the judge convicts somebody, that's when they become the responsibility of DOC. Sheriffs are holding them in their jails. Right now, the rate is $69.63 per day. Over the years, a little bit of history, 2011 to 15, there was a cost formula to reimburse the counties for these inmates on a daily rate. 2015, House Bill 2, it was $69 a rate. I'm sorry, yeah. And then 2019, it went to $69.31. And then the current rate is $69.63. So basically what this bill does is it increases it a little bit because the cost to our counties, your local tax dollars, is more than that. State still doesn't want to negotiate to pay full amount, so House Appropriations has changed this bill up a little bit, and it basically is... it's the daily rate per inmate for Crossroads Correctional Facilities less 10% or $82, whichever one is higher. I know there was some question about having Crossroads in there as an actual name, but if they go around and don't renew the contract, it defaults to $82 a day. So with that said, and to take care of your county budgets, your local taxpayers, the state needs to step up a little bit and get the county's jails a little bit more compensation. So go green, please.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill, Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm rising in opposition to this bill today. Originally, as the bill was proposed, it would have paid back actual costs, but through the amendment process, the bill now inserts a permanent cap on costs for a private prison provider, and private prisons are not subject to the real costs. Counties are subject to around wages, benefits, and medical care. So this is not going to be a good deal for our counties. If we could return it to its original form, and I think it would then meet the purpose. But requiring the state to cover the costs of inmates in state custody housed at other local detention centers, this will not help our counties as it is in form now. Thank you.
Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to speak on the bill in this regards. I am not happy with where we're at on the $82. However, it gets us closer to what the actual cost, at least in my area. It costs an average of about $100 with indirect and direct cost to house inmates. Right now, currently in Yellowstone County, we house a lot of state inmates because they're overfilled in the prisons. And so in order for us to function properly, at least in Yellowstone County, we need to at least fund these things. Now, if we all realize that state inmates is the state's responsibility, which means everybody gets to carry that. In this situation, we've been taking the heavy load in Yellowstone County, and it's been very painful. In fact, it's been one of our issues that we've been dealing with in our area with public safety. When we can't house these people, what happens? They go back out on the floor and they start committing more crimes. So our attitude is help us pay for this, not only for our jurisdiction, but other jurisdictions to pay for inmates for the state so that we don't continue to have a propensity of crime. Thank you, Go Green.
Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the body, I rise in opposition to this bill, and it's not the first time we've seen it. I think I've spoke against it in multiple sessions now. The reality of it is, you know, jails are a county function, prisons a state function. The good chair of the day spent a lot of time in Section D with the good senator from Belgrade. Corrections budget's almost $500 million a year for the biennium. And so I think really when you look at Section D, we're pushing $1 billion in general fund. The counties can pay for the front end. We get to pay for the rest of the stay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the Senator Usher, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would go with the good senator from Billings. I don't like this bill either because it doesn't actually bring it all the way up, both of you. It doesn't bring it up to the actual costs. And the original bill was better, but you know how finance and claims and appropriations people are. They have to be more sensitive of our budget. So I would rather take this smaller increase than zero increase. If we kill this bill, your counties will not get an increase, and we're asking for an increase. The average cost actually across the state is about $90.92. So we're still short of what the actual average cost is for us to hold these inmates. And our good senator from Butte that I seem to work with a lot mentioned the front end. Absolutely, the counties are paying the front end. The front end means before they're convicted. We're paying for that locally. That's what we're supposed to do. This is after they're convicted. The daily rate should be the responsibility, or is the responsibility, of DOC, because that they've been committed to DOC or prison. They just haven't gotten there yet. So this is a short term on the back end. So thanks for helping me out with the wording there, Senator. So with that said, go green, because really, they're all going to go green.
Question now rises on the motion of Senator Usher that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 174, they recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 33 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
33 voting aye and 16 voting no. House Bill 174 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 29. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 29, introduced by Carlson, by request of the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Intern Committee, a bill for an act entitled NAC, generally revising laws regarding the involuntary commitment of individuals with Alzheimer's disease, other forms of dementia, or traumatic brain injury, ending involuntary commitment to the individuals after June 30, 2025, when only certain commitment criteria are met, requiring the Department of Public Health and Human Services to transition Montana State Hospital patients with those diagnoses to community services, establishing a temporary transition review committee, providing appropriation amending sections, and providing effective dates and a termination date.
Are there corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 13.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 29. Senator Lenz, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 29, that it recommend same be concurred in.
Senator Lenz.
Mr. Chair, I'll highlight some points the good Representative Carlson has for you. This bill came out of, as was stated, Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim. One of the keys in here, Representative Carlson seemed to feel like, is right out of the get-go. Commitment means an order by a court requiring an individual to receive treatment for a mental disorder. In the 2021 session, the House Human Services Committee heard a bill on the topic, which did not pass in that session, but raised significant questions about the treatment of Montanans with Alzheimer's and dementia who were being held at Montana State Hospital and their lack of appropriate care and treatment. In 2022, Montana State Hospital lost CMS funding after a long series of non-compliance and safety issues, among other reasons, including deaths of geriatric patients at the state hospital. This happened during the time that the interim committee was studying the issue of this bill, and so that's why this bill is before you. The bill, in a nutshell, does several things. On July 1st, 2025, ends the practice of involuntary commitment of individuals with Alzheimer's, dementia, and traumatic brain injury when they meet only the criteria related to an inability to provide for their basic needs of food, clothing, shelter, health, or safety. People who pose a risk of injury to themselves or others would still be committed. Number two, it requires those individuals who are already committed to be moved to the least restrictive, most appropriate care solutions. This is in accordance with current law.
which says, if the court relies solely on the individual's inability to provide their food, clothing, shelter, health, or safety, then the court may require commitment. Only a community facility, which may include a Category D assisted living facility or a program or appropriate course of treatment. Number three, it creates a transition review committee to monitor the progress of the transition. And number four, allows the agency to use money appropriated for Montana State Hospital to create the services needed in the community. We are in a transition time, members of the body, on who is being involuntarily committed to state hospital. We're looking at things differently than what we did. I can answer any questions on this to the best of my ability, if you wish. And with that, I will sit down, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill, Senator Gross.
Sir Chair, thank you, members. I'm rising in strong support of this bill. I was a member of the interim committee, first time serving on this interim committee. We spent a lot of time, we had a study bill to look specifically at Alzheimer's and dementia. And to me, probably the most important part of this bill is on page 7, where we insert legislative intent to end the involuntary commitment of individuals with these types of brain diseases. And we need to get folks out of the hospital. Currently, they house 4 different population types in the state hospital, and we learned in the interim that it's just completely inappropriate for folks with these type of brain diseases to be housed with, for example, individuals who are there on a forensic commitment, where the courts have ordered that they be analyzed. I also want to mention that we actually participated in a simulation of what it's like to have Alzheimer's disease. That was incredibly enlightening for me. I did not know all of the physical challenges of not being able to see, hear, use your fingers, have shooting pain up your feet, that individuals and our family members suffer. So this bill is very needed. I couldn't say more about the work done by the committee in the interim, and I hope we can all support it today. Thank you.
Senator Hayman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a question for the sponsor or carrier.
Senator Lenz, will you yield to question?
I yield, Mr. Chair.
So I have a personal friend who was turned away at nursing homes and, mostly nursing homes, whose husband had Lewy body dementia, which can have a component of being violent. So where does that leave folks who may have that diagnosis?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hayman, I can't honestly answer that entirety, but if we're talking about the way this bill does, is their inability to take care of themselves with the dementia, that's what this is primarily targeting. Now that your friend's husband still may meet the parameters for an involuntary commitment, and so I can't speak to that exactly, Senator.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up. Senator, would you continue to yield?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to clarify that because nursing homes, in particular, shy away from taking patients with this diagnosis, you're saying that they still will have access to the state mental hospital? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Mr. Chair, Senator, yes, that is my understanding here, and actually that's what Representative Carlson had written down in her notes. Yes, that if there are people who pose a risk of injury to themselves or others could still be committed.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Senator Lenz, would you like to close? Senator Lenz has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Liz when this committee does rise and report. After having under consideration House Bill 29 that recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting no. House Bill 29 has been concurred in. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise report and beg leave to sit again.
Without objection. Senator, Mr. Majority Leader.
Let's have the Secretary read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had our consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate resolutions adopted, 60, 61, 66, 67. House bills concurred with. House bills 19, 29, 174, 338, 396, 456, 489, 504, 679, 729, 750. House bills passed for the day, 101, 541. That is all, Mr. President.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the committee report.
Those in favor of the motion vote. Do we need a vote on this one? Vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Mr. Senator Cuff.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
48 voting aye and 0 voting no. The committee report has been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, let's go to order business number 9.
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, I move to re-refer House Bill 396 by Representative Hastings, require school trustees to admit resident children on a part-time basis to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, I move to re-refer House Bill 174 by Representative Seekins Crow, requiring certain costs paid to detention centers to be based on actual costs of the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I move to re-refer House Bill 29 by Representative Carlson, revised laws related to voluntary commitment of people with dementia or TBI to the Finance and Claims Commission.
Without objection.
And Mr. President, let's go back to order business number 7.
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate resolve itself and the committee of the whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
Members of the committee, please be in order. You now before you House Bill 465. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 465, introduced by Carlin and others, a bill for an act entitled an act authorizing the use of construction-related fees or charges that may be imposed by a county, city, or town by act for activities in support of the issuance of a building permit, increasing the reserve amount required before construction-related fees or charges may be reduced, prohibiting the Department of Labor and Industry from conducting certain audits of a county, city, or town building code enforcement program except as part of a financial audit, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you are now before you, House Bill 465. Senator Pope, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this body does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 465, that recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Pope.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. House Bill 465 is a simple, somewhat technical bill that allows local governments to better fund the review and approval of their building permit process. Let me explain. Right now in code, local government can only use building permit fees that are collected from owners or developers for the future development process. They can only collect those building permit fees for code enforcement, which is only a portion of the building permit process. And in communities across the state, code enforcement has already all the funding it needs, Mr. Chair. But that leaves certain permit fees that have been collected that are unable to be used. While the full permit fee process has bogged down due to the tremendous pressures that have hit developers and in terms of building housing, mostly. So developers find themselves waiting in long lines to get permits reviewed and approved. And municipalities, Mr. Chair, have money sitting in an account that they can't use to properly address the backlog. So House Bill 465 simply expands the use of building permit fees beyond code compliance on page 2, line 23 is the bill, to include, quote, activities in support of reviewing and issuing a building permit. That will get the permits approved faster, Mr. Chair, to get to more homes and businesses being built, and it essentially unlocks funds that were intended for this purpose and puts them to work. So I note that there's no fiscal note The bill gives municipalities the opportunity to eliminate bottlenecks by using permit fees that are already collected and use them for their intended use to complete the full permit process and get shovels in the ground. I think that's good for industry, and it'll result in more houses being constructed in an expedited fashion. Mr. Chair, thank you. Please vote green.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Pope that when this committee does rise and report after having into consideration Senate Bill 465 that recommend the same be concurred in, those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye, 0 voting no. House Bill 465 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you're now before you. House Bill 374. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 374, introduced by Hawk and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising motor vehicle laws, creating the offense of failure to yield to an emergency vehicle, providing a penalty, and amending sections.
Are there changes to the Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now before you House Bill 374. Senator Beard, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 374, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr.
Chair. Senator Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Before you is House Bill 374. Revising motor vehicle laws, specifically creating the offense of failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. Every second is important during an emergency. Emergency vehicles and workers are all too frequently impeded by approaching traffic when attending to a traffic disruption, crash, and/or medical emergency. Too often, unattentive and uncooperative or distracted, drivers disregard the necessity to slow down and yield the right-of-way when approaching emergency vehicles. Too often, drivers fail to pull over when being approached by an emergency vehicle. House Bill 374 addresses reckless driving and endangerment of highway workers and emergency personnel. Directly related, the penalties are outlined in Section 2, Page 2 of the bill. Directly related to Title 61, Chapter 8, MCA's traffic regulations. The levels of penalties will surely get drivers' attention, imposing fines and/or imprisonment at levels commensurate with first, second, third, and subsequent convictions. I ask for a green light. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Beard that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 374, they recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Senator Nolan. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting no. House Bill 374 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 640. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 640, introduced by Hastings and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to the testing, storage, and disposal of sexual assault evidence kits, repealing section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and the title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 460. Senator Friedel, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise report after having consideration House Bill 640 that I recommend be concurred in.
Senator Friedel.
Mr. Chair, this is a very simple bill. The title really gives you what the crux of this bill does, but if you actually look at the front page on line 11 through 14, it gives you really what it is. This is if the all sexual assault evidence kits and any anonymous sexual assault kits are collected, that they, and by the way, these are rape kits is what they're referring to, must be held in storage in a secure and reasonable manner that preserves the evidence for 75 years of the date collected. If you actually look on the same page, 17 through 20, if requested by the victim, the agency with the custody of the victim's sexual assault evidence kit and its contents shall be written notice to the victim within 120 days of within 120 days of the intended destruction or disposal of the sexual kits and the list of contents. So essentially what this is saying, so is saying that the law enforcement agency that is in charge of collecting these will have to hold on to them for 75 years in the event that something comes up later on. And if they are going to dispose of it within 120 days, they need to let the victim know that this is going to happen. As I said, I appreciate it. Do green for this. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a good bill. I think it continues on some of the work that was done by a task force that spent a lot of time on this issue of backlogged sexual assault evidence kits, SOCIs. You know, I appreciate the diversity of the sponsors on this bill. We did have the Department of Justice and Police Protective Association come in support of the bill. We did get information from the SOCI coordinator. We didn't hear from the coalition that advocates for folks who are victims and survivors of domestic and sexual violence. That being said, I think that this is a good bill to vote yes on.
Discussion on the bill? Seeing no more discussion, Senator Friedel, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Friedel that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 640, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators voting aye and 0 voting no. House Bill 640 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 802. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 802, introduced by Kearns, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to revoking peace officer certification, providing that peace officer certification may not be revoked solely on the basis of a mental illness, and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 802. Senator Brown, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill number 802, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Brown.
House Bill 802, basically what it's doing, it's really, I guess we're back in the blue here. The point here is if a safety officer feels like he's having issues, we want them to be able to come forward freely without fear of losing their certification and their job. And so we want those folks that may be struggling over an issue or two to come forward. And there still is some limits there that they could be removed if the substantially limits the officer's ability to perform his essential duties or poses a direct threat to the health and safety of the public or fellow officers. So this is really just to give them the ability to come forward and not fear the loss of their job.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Brown that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 802, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators voting aye and 1 voting no. House Bill 802 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 439. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 439, introduced by Logie and others, a bill for an act entitled an act accessing GBW fee for permanent registration of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, providing for deposit of the GBW permanent registration fee in the highway restricted account as provided in Article 8, Section 6 of the Montana Constitution, amending section and providing a delayed effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 439. Senator Vance, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 439, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Vance.
Members, this bill is simply an option for people who own electric vehicles to purchase a permanent registration for that vehicle. The rates are for Class 1 and Class 2, and that's about all it is. Thank you.
Discussion on the bill? Seeing none, would the Senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now. Excuse me, Senator Gross.
For being late on this one. I think on its own this is a fine bill, but combined with some other bills coming out of this Transportation Committee, I'm going to be a no, and that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Senator, would like to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of House Bill 439 that when this committee is rising report after having under consideration of House Bill 439 that recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 15 senators vote nay.
34 voting aye and 15 voting no. House Bill 439 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you have now before you House Bill 519. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
House Bill 519, introduced by Mitchell and Bogner, a bill for an act entitled an act authorizing the use of digital driver's licenses, granting rulemaking authority to the Department of Justice and amending sections.
Are there changes to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 519. Senator Bogner, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 519, that it recommends the same be concurred in.
Senator Bogner.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 519 authorizes the MVD to use digital driver's licenses in 2026. If we approve this, we would be the 14th other state to have implemented this. Well, possibly the 14th. There are other states that are in the process of this. We had discussed this bill coming over during a previous bill about not allowing searches and seizures if you hand over a digital driver's license. So I made sure that this one, this type of digital driver's license can still do real ID. That was a question on the last bill. So yes, this can do real ID. Law enforcement can still scan the licenses, and they came in as proponents for the bill. And I think maybe most important to remember is that this is encrypted. That means that it is harder to replicate and forge than the physical copies that we have now. We do this in digital wallets with credit cards, plane tickets, and this would just allow driver's license to be digital as well. And it's also optional. This allows an individual to either keep their physical copy now or use a digital driver's license in 2026. Would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend House Bill 519 with Amendment HB 0517002-003, signed Senator Bogner.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 519 be amended and request that Amendment HB 519.2.3 be posted and deemed read, Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, colleagues, I bring this amendment because what we ended up doing by the previous amendment is create a very significant problem. First of all, this is an act authorizing the use of a digital driver's license. Now, this is not even going to take place until 25, 26, and that's not the problem with the bill. I'm fine with that. But what happened when we tried to fix it, it was fixed first, I think, in the House, probably, because it came to us with the words saying that the beginning 2025, a licensee may meet the requirements of subsection 1 by having a digital or hard copy version. Well, we had testimony that says a hard copy version is not good enough, that can be misread by the public, most people look at a hard copy, and when I travel, I make a hard copy of my passport, my credit cards, and my driver's license, so that in case I lose any of those things, I at least know what they said and what the phone numbers were to cancel my cards. That's what most people think of as a hard copy of something. And so you cannot have a hard copy. The police don't want you to have a hard copy, because they know from seeing so many forged hard copies of that it's way too easy to forge or to change a driver's license as it is. And if you only have to refer to a copy of a copy, then you're really in trouble. And so the police officers do not want it. We tried to fix it in committee, but of course we're in such a big hurry that we didn't actually fix it right. And so we passed it out. And so I'm wanting to bring the language that was provided to me by provided by the police, and that is that it has to be including a state-issued original or digital version. And it can't just be a digital version. It can't be a digital picture. It has to be the digital app. And the reason is that those two things will be able to completely download into their system. And the benefit, which is interesting, is that because it downloads into your system, your tickets don't take as long, supposedly, to get, so you can get back on the road if you're ticketed for speeding. Anyway, so I would really like you to pass this amendment. Otherwise, we're really creating something where the layman's, you know, the everyday normal person is going to misread this and is going to have conflict when they're stopped for a ticket. Thank you for your time.
Is there a discussion on the amendment, Senator Friedel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would the sponsor of the amendment yield to a question?
Sponsor yield.
I do, Mr. Chair.
Senator Friedel.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, is there a not state-issued original license, driver's license, or issued license? Would that not be a forgery?
What we're doing, Mr. Chair, Senator, what it's doing is it's taking the state-issued and say that you have to have a state-issued original or digital version. So what the state issued is going to both of those versions, as opposed to what you're saying, that yes, there is a state issued original, the one we get that has all the, you know what the driver's license looks like. Help me out here, folks. Yeah, it has a hologram in it. It has ways of telling whether it's original or not. That is the what it means to be state issued original. And then the state will issue an app, and that's also going to state-issued digital version would be that app.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak on the bill.
Go ahead.
Or the amendment. I'm reading it as digital or hard copy. I don't know about you guys, but ever since I've ever had a driver's license, I've always had the hard copy. And then when a law enforcement asks me for a hard copy of my license, I hand them the state-issued version of it. So, I mean, I guess the question is we're cutting this out, and I would be curious that state issued original, would that not already be a hard copy of my driver's license? I think the amendment's kind of funky, and I don't think it's necessary. I'd vote red.
Further discussion on the amendment. Senator Dunwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. So I was one of the semantics curmudgeons quibbling over hard copy. And so I appreciate the amendment sponsor, and I appreciate the sponsor of the bill, because it's a good bill. It brings us into the 21st century. But really, hard copy, as the amendment sponsor said, can mean, you make a photocopy, and that's under the law, that under that wording would suffice. So, please just give us this. It's a state-issued, this makes it clear, state-issued original or state-issued digital, period. Please vote yes on the amendment and the bill.
Senator Usher.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, speak on the amendment.
Go ahead.
So, Mr. Chair, members of the body, I was in that committee, and I don't remember anybody giving testimony on hard copy. I think that was in our discussion in EA, and just like where the committee here is discussing what we like and what they like, and well, I look at it as state-issued original. Well, if I'm a kid and it's my first driver's license and I go digital, that would be the original. Why would the card be the original? It might be if that's the only one you got. But the way this is worded, it doesn't flow because the original, I mean, hard copy, it's either the hard copy or it's digital and it has to be in the software. But we didn't say it has to be in the software. So we're talking the difference between potato and potato. This is not needed. It's ridiculous. Kill the amendment. Go green on the bill.
Senator Gross, on the amendment.
Thank you, Chairman. Speaking on the amendment, I think that we should vote yes for the amendment. Let's see the original. So the way I see this amendment, it's just making clear that the original or the digital is going to be state-issued. The only way it could be more clear is if we added state-issued original or state-issued digital. But to me, it reads great. It's less confusing than the way the bill is written now. And it's a simple amendment, clarification amendment. Please vote yes.
Senator Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm so confused. I think I can't support this bill, this amendment.
Okay, Senator Lang, do you wish to speak on the amendment?
Yes, I do, Mr. President, or Mr. Chairman. I think this is a good amendment. I think it doesn't say anything in a bill about they're going to give you a digital license. You're going to get a license from the state of Montana. We're talking about the original license you're getting and then making a digital copy of that. So you're not getting the way I read the bill, you're not getting issued a digital license. So when you get stopped, you should have a state-issued original or a digital. I'm supporting this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had actually initially signed off on this amendment because I do like the language. However, I learned that the hard copy language was provided by the MVD and that the next subsection addresses that. If you look on line 21 of the original bill, 22 of the amendment, it states license issued and authorized by the department. That's why that subsection is in there, to make sure that it's issued and authorized. So this amendment's not needed. Let's just leave the original bill as is and vote against this amendment. Thank you.
Senator Lang, you want to punch your light off? Senator Olson, you'd like to close on your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess the only thing I would like to say is that the MVD, they know what we're going to mean by hard copy. I'm not worried about them. And the police are the ones that are going to have to deal with the public's inability to know what exactly we mean by hard copy. And I think that is a good enough reason to at least get the language closer to what we really intend it to be. Frankly, I think that since this bill, it doesn't even go into effect until after our next session. Why do we not really take the time and fix this? Because it is going to be a problem, and I have that from the people. We tried to fix this in committee with some other language, and so it was really coming up with other language that I discovered what a real problem it'll be for the police. So I encourage you to vote no. Or vote yes on the amendment or no on the bill.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Olson that when this on the amendments to Senate Bill 59, as many in favor of the motion vote aye, those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 23 senators vote aye and 25 senators vote nay.
23 voting aye and 25 voting no. The amendment fails. Back on the bill. Discussion on the bill. Senator Olson.
Thank you. I would just like to encourage us to vote against this bill until we get it right. The app isn't even available yet. It's not even planning on being available till after next session. I am not against the digital app. I think it's a great idea. The police are really excited about it. And I just think that language matters in the law. And I encourage you to vote no.
Any other discussions? Seeing none, with the sponsor would like to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, it's encrypted, it's optional, and if there really is a problem, I'll be back next session to make any adjustments. But again, MVD provided the language, so I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Bogner. In this committee, does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 519 that recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 35 senators vote aye and 14 senators vote nay.
35 voting aye and 14 voting no. House Bill 519 has been concurred in.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 461. Clerk, read title and history of the bill.
House Bill 461, introduced by Sheldon Galloway, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws relating to reporting of child abuse and neglect, requiring audio recordings of reports, requiring certain information to be requested, requiring false reports to be referred to a county attorney, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 461. What is your pleasure, Senator Manzella?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 461, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Manzella.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that this body is acutely aware that Montana ranks very, very high on the list for child removals and kids in care. To quote a report from the legislative audit, dated December 2021, the most obvious driver of number of kids in care are the relative high number of referrals and investigations, ranking Montana 15th in the nation for calls to centralized intake and 9th in the nation for the numbers of investigation. Since the number of kids in care in Montana continues to be among the highest in the nation, we need to address the number of false referrals, which then become unnecessary investigations. False and malicious reports burden our system, diverting limited resources that should be used to investigate actual abuse, not false and malicious reports. So this bill establishes a process for child abuse and neglect calls received by centralized intake. The process includes making an audio recording of the calls for obtaining any identifying information of the caller. This identifying information is also critical to the investigation, so it's important to obtain as much information as possible. New Section 2 of the bill provides an avenue for those who believe that they are the victim of false or malicious reports to contact the county attorney where the report will be investigated. In addition, if the ombudsman suspects that the report was made with false or malicious intent, they can report the matter to the county attorney as well. False reporting has become a weapon used by parties who are looking to create havoc in the lives of others without thought to the harm that it does to children. So by including this new section, it gives violated families a means of stopping this harassment. The confidentiality and privacy of the individual making the call will continue to be protected unless the county attorney determines that the caller has made false or malicious calls. And at that point, then there can be a penalty provided for that. Unnecessary investigations and removals create unnecessary trauma for children, and this bill protects the confidentiality of legitimate callers while also protecting the safety of our children who are victimized by false reports. I encourage you to pass on House Bill 461.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion, Senator Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in opposition to this bill. It's unnecessary. The bill's language aligns with two existing rules. It's redundant. Please vote no.
Senator Lenz.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you've heard from me on this floor this session, that false reporting is a serious issue. We currently, and it's still in place, allow anonymous reporting for someone who's not a mandatory reporter. Just adding more teeth to this on false reports is a good idea. Vote green.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator, would you care to close? Senator, to close, question now rises on the motion of Senator Manzella. When this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 461, recommend the same be concurred in. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting yes. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
32 senators haven't voted aye, 17 haven't voted nay. House Bill 461 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you, for your pleasure, House Bill 500. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 500, introduced by Seegans Crow, a bill for an act entitled an act eliminating youth court fees, costs, certain fines, and certain financial obligations, creating reporting requirements to the Criminal Justice Oversight Council, amending sections and repealing sections.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 17.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 500. What is your pleasure, Senator Friedel?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise report after having under consideration House Bill 500, recommend be concurred in.
Same, Senator Friedel.
Mr. President, this bill impacts three things in the youth court systems. It eliminates fines, which are very rarely imposed upon justice-involved youth people and their families. It also eliminates, eliminates the fees. This change has a very, very minimal fiscal impact to the state, since fees are levied and collected by counties. Finally, it eliminates the cost of care contributions, which are fees imposed on families by when a young person is housed in a court-mandated residential care outside of the home. This includes therapeutic and correctional facilities. It's worth noting that the amount of money that the state can collect from families has been decreasing each year. Declining revenues coupled with the original staff time to recover these dollars means that the state will operate at a net loss for cost of care collections. Other folks in the room can speak on the trends and the impacts in greater detail. Speaking of staff time, this change can actually be viewed as a half FTE savings for the state, eliminating the fines and fees outlined in the bill's freeze up DOC staff time. DOC can choose to reassign the staff time associated with attempting to collect these dollars, or they can eliminate a position. Either decision is a net benefit to the Montana taxpayers. There was no opponents in the House Judiciary, and there was neither of them directly impacted the entities. The Department of Corrections and the youth opposed the efforts to eliminate fines and fees from the juvenile system. This is a common sense bill. We are not letting youth off the hook. Nothing in this legislative bill impacts the court's ability to order restitution or means made or make amendments to the AIR actions. Instead, we are providing an opportunity for young people and their families to focus on rehabilitation and acknowledge that. I ask for this bill go green. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Questions on the motion? Seeing none, Senator care to close. Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Friedel. When this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 500, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Curdy, clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators haven't voted aye, 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 500 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 545. Clerk, read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 545, introduced by Buttrey and others, a bill for an act entitled an act revising state law to recognize the United States Space Force as a component of the United States Armed Forces, standardizing the order in which Armed Forces components are listed, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections, title, and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 545. What is your pleasure? Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 545, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Brown.
What we're doing here with this bill is just recognizing the Space Force as part of the United States Armed Forces. Before we get into a big discussion about the order in which those appear, there's people that know a lot more about this than I do who said this is the correct order. So with that, thank you, Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussions on the motion? Seeing none, the senator care to close. Senator is closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Brown when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 545. Recommend the same be concurred in. Any in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk or record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
48 senators have voted aye, one have voted no. House Bill 545 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 603. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 603, introduced by Galloway and others, a bill for an act entitled Act providing for the reinstatement of parental rights in child abuse and neglect proceedings, providing that a child petitioning for reinstatement of parental rights has the right to counsel, amending sections, repealing section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections, title, and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 6.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 603. What is your pleasure? Senator Weber.
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 603, that it recommend be concurred in.
Senator Weber.
Mr. Chair, or Mr. President, and the senators, good senators, this is a bipartisan bill, and what it does, this bill provides an avenue for families to be reunited. As said on this floor just a minute ago, that Montana has some of the highest child removal rates in the country. And this bill allows for the reinstatement of parental rights after the parent rights have been terminated. And there's some conditions here. And if you see new section 1, page 1, these are the conditions that the child has not received permanent placement after the parental rights have been terminated for 2 years, and then the parent can petition to get their child back. And the parent does have to have court approval and court oversight, and that's on page 2, and that's four. Little A, I guess, after considering the parent's fitness and interest in reinstatement of the parent's rights, there were people that gave testimony regarding how they tried to, they cleaned themselves up, they got themselves together. One lady even started a business. She was clean for 7 years, and that she tried to get her children back. But her rights have already been terminated, so this wouldn't help her because it has a 2-year window, but she tried in vain to get her children. So this is a good bill, and it gives at least some hope for family reunification.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the senator care to close. Senator's closed. Question arises on the motion of Senator Weber. When this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 603, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those favor the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk or record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators haven't voted aye. House Bill 603 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 314. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 314, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled an act increasing the daily rate for compensation for boards, commissions, and councils, standardizing compensation rates for boards, commissions, and councils, removing discretionary adjustments of a compensation based on the personal consumption expenditures price index, amending sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 11.
Members of the committee, now have before you House Bill 314. What is your pleasure, Senator Vermeer?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 314, that it recommend the same do be concurred in.
Senator Vermeer.
This is a pretty simple bill. It revises the compensation for boards, commissions, councils, advisory councils, and quasi-judicial boards. Currently, all the boards, board members are entitled to travel reimbursement, and about half of the boards get compensation for each day they perform services. This compensation hasn't been adjusted in over 20 years. This bill raises the per diem from $50 to $100 a day, and it also removes the language regarding the discretionary adjustment of compensation based on the personal consumption expenditures price index. And it should deserve a green light.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, will the senator care to close? Senator is closed. Question on rise. So on the motion of Senator Vermeer, when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 314, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 senators vote aye and 2 senators vote nay.
47 senators haven't voted aye, 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 314 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration of House Bill 358. The clerk read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 358, introduced by K. Zolnikov and others, a bill for an act entitled NAC revising property manager license laws, exempting from the property manager license requirement owners of real estate, related owners, and entities owned by related owners, eliminating exemptions for persons acting as managers of certain government subsidized housing, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 3.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 358. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise report after having had in consideration House Bill 358, it recommends the same be concurred.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill. It's another paperwork reduction bill. What it does is it provides some additional exemptions to the requirements of a property business manager, and those would include the property owner and then obviously the owners of the business that manage the property. This is a way to reduce a little red tape and make small business function a little bit better. Ask for a green light. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
No, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Olson.
I just have a question, I think, for the sponsor.
Will the sponsor yield?
Yes.
Senator.
Mr. President, Senator, I guess I'm curious, this exemption from having a property managing license, wouldn't this also then apply to people who are managing people's Airbnbs if they're a management LLC or a sole proprietor that is hired specifically to manage? I mean, I met somebody who said, hey, I make $1 million a year, and all I do is manage other people's property.
Mr. President, Senator Olson, I don't believe so. I believe the way that bill is structured, it's if you own the property or if you manage the property on behalf of a person. So I think in that circumstance, you're probably going to be still in the licensing law. I don't have the bill in front of me, so I can't give you the exact answer at the moment.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President, members. I think it applies. What we're doing is essentially saying that people who are going to manage property for other people, and they can manage a whole lot of individual owners' property without having a license, and I'm not sure why we'd want to do that when we require other people to have licenses. So I'm going to be a no for those reasons. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion with the senator, care to close? Senator's closed. Question now raised on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. When the committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 358, recommend the same be concurred in. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Lang. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 41 senators vote aye and 8 senators vote nay.
41 senators haven't voted aye and 8 haven't voted no. House Bill 358 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 8 with House amendments. Clerk, read title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 8, introduced by O'Brien by request of the Education Intern Committee. A bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to personalized and transformational learning, defining proficiency-based learning, revising eligibility requirements for transformational learning aid payments, amending sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 4.
Senator O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 8 be amended and request the amendment SB0008.001.002 be deemed and read, be posted and deemed and read.
No? Senator, I think Mr. Majority Leader, if you could help her out with the motion, I think.
I move to concur on the amendment.
Senator. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would you care to open, Senator?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's a fine thing. Just vote yes.
Okay, the question now rises on the motion of Senator O'Brien when the committee does rise aboard after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 8, recommend the same be concurred in. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Heimbach? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators haven't voted aye, 1 haven't voted no. The House amendments to Senate Bill 8 have been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 42. What is your pleasure, Senator Heimbach, with the House amendments?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having in consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 42, that it recommends same be concurred in.
Senator Heimbach.
Let's go green.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, will the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Heimbach when this committee does rise to report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 42, recommend the same be concurred in. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Same every member voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Wellborn. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators haven't voted aye and 0 haven't voted no. House amendments, Senate Bill 42 have been concurred in. Members, now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 247 with House amendments. Senator Fitzpatrick, what is your pleasure?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise report after having under consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 247, it recommends the amendments not be concurred.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, the House added a fairly substantial amendment to the bill, and I think you can see it in the text. It does need some revision to the language, so I'd ask to allow me to go to a conference committee and get this amendment ironed out.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick when the committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 247 recommend do not concur. Any of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Weber. Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators haven't voted aye, 0 haven't voted no. House amendments have not been concurred in. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Will the Secretary read the reports?
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. House bills concurred in, House bills 314, 358, 374, 439, 461, 465, 500, 519, 545, 603, 640, 805, 802. House amendments to Senate bills concurred in, Senate bills 8 and 42. House amendments to Senate bills not concurred in, Senate bill 247.
Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of the majority leader. The committee of the report be of the motion is signified by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Does every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the votes. Her secretary.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
48 senators have voted yes. The committee of the whole report has been adopted.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business 9 motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the appointment of a conference committee on Senate Bill 6 and request the House to appoint a light committee to discuss the governor's proposed amendments.
All Senator Fitzpatrick, Chair, Senator Esp, and Senator Gross.
And then, Mr. President, I move the appointment of a conference committee on Senate Bill 247 and request the House to appoint a light committee.
We'll appoint Senator Fitzpatrick, Senator Hertz, and Senator Boltman. Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to make a motion to move House Bill 468 off of table in Highway Transportation and put it on second reading.
House Bill 468, what's the short title?
Mr. President, an act of general revised laws governing highway encroachments, allowing an individual to petition for the removal of an encroachment, increasing the fines and failure to remove the encroachment, and amending sections.
Okay, Senator Friedel, would you like to care to open?
Thank you, Mr. President. The reason why I'm asking for this to be moved out, to be blasted out, is that during the committee executive action, I was not present, and the person that was carrying my proxy did the I'm not blaming them. I didn't give them directions, and so they did the best they could. They voted me a no. I think this warranted more discussion, and since we are kind of getting to a crossroads on when these bills need to come out, it needs to be heard. There is an amendment coming that I would like to put on there, and this is the reason why I'm asking for it to be brought out and be blasted at the second reading, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll allow for two proponents and then two opponents. We'll start with the proponents first. Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we got it's the wrong bill number up there, actually. Senator Friedel,
should be Senate House Bill 468 is what was read.
We need 486.
486. Okay, so it's 486. Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'm supporting this motion. I also was gone during executive action, and I think that we got did get our wires crossed in a couple of ways. But also, this is a bill that I've heard 3 or 4 sessions. In 2019, it was on the Senate floor. A number of senators who are in the room today actually voted for the bill. I think that it's of great interest to a majority of senators, and that it should come to the floor where we can debate it. Thank you.
Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Or Senator Dunwell, as a proponent.
I'm a proponent. I respect the way our committee chair handles committee. Sometimes times are really stressful, and sometimes we're all not there, and he juggles things. So I think we ought to grant him this request. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to Senator Dunwell.
Correction, I'm getting my committees mixed up. He's chair of local government, but he's a good transportation committee member too, so he gets, forgive me.
Senator, we'll go with the opponent, Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thought you'd go with our chair first, but...
She didn't punch in, Senator.
My apologies. I wanted to be an opponent to this. One, the good senator that's proposing this has not brought it up in committee for us to even try and bring it off the table in committee. Didn't know this was an issue. Also didn't know that because somebody's not there, and we had two that said, well, I wasn't there. I didn't vote right. My proxy wasn't. If you're proxy, if you want to do your own proxy, you have a form to fill out. If not, you leave it up to and trust the person that's there. This bill is not a good bill anyway, but we went through a great hearing. We've had great discussion. They're not going through the right process. They should try and bring it off the table in committee first.
Senator Manzella.
Mr. Chair, Mr. President, can I say ditto?
Senator, you can.
I would say ditto. We did have a good hearing, and the good senator is the vice chair of the committee, and there's a lot of people that are in and out of that committee because of conflicts, and we have made it clear that proxies are necessary, and it should have been addressed prior to the executive action.
Okay, will the senator care to close?
Mr. President, thank you. I appreciate both sides of this argument. All I'm asking for is that to get a good hearing. I would have been a yes in the committee on this bill because there was an amendment I did bring, but the bill was quickly tabled, so they didn't even hear the amendment. So in this situation, all I'm asking for is to be blasted onto the floor so that we can have the conversation, and then I can bring the amendment that I think would fix the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, so the motion is to take House Bill 486 and to bring it to second reading. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 24 have voted yes, 24 have voted no.
24 haven't voted yes, 24 haven't voted no. The motion does not carry. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I don't have any other motions. I guess we could go to
order of business number 12. Sorry, Mr. Majority Leader. Announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, two bills, executive action, 8 o'clock.
Senator Esk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, bunch of bills. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, a bunch of bills.
Senator Small.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Senate Business and Labor tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m., executive action.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Administration will meet 3 o'clock today, room 335, three bills and some executive action. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy Telecommunications tomorrow after floor, 317 EA.
Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, Public Health will meet today, 3 o'clock, right after adjournment. I also have an announcement, if that's okay.
Senator.
So tomorrow in the Rotunda, Thursday, April 13th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Montana School of Pharmacy is going to be doing, looks like free bone density scans for legislators and cholesterol panels. And hemoglobin, each legislator can have one free. So I recommend my friend across the aisle who drinks a lot of Coke. Oops, sorry about that, Coke. She have a bone density scan tomorrow and do the right thing. Thank you.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resources, as quick as we can get down there. We have three bills and quite a bit of executive action if we get that far today. Thank you.
Senator Solomon.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, as soon as we get there.
Senator Ertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax, tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m., two bills. And Mr. President, I have a basketball announcement.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, member of the body, so we're still selling those raffle tickets, and the raffle tickets for these great baskets will be sold through April 21st, and then the week of the 24th, we'll be drawing some tickets. We're going to get those baskets displayed in the House anteroom so you can see what you're purchasing a raffle ticket for. Thank you.
Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, I forgot to say, if you're going to have those blood cholesterol panels, hemoglobin, you ought to fast for 8 to 10 hours.
Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate local government will be meeting here at 3 o'clock. We have a bunch of EA and three hearings. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour 1 o'clock on April 13, 2023, the 73rd legislative day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate will stand adjourned until tomorrow at 1 o'clock.